There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is really beautiful.
Face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that hides in dark rooms with bright lights. And joining me, as always, the very tired and very nervous. I guess nervous. Lee.
Goldfish. What have I got to be nervous about? I'm not nervous.
I don't know.
See,
because
here's
Dragon Con's only 7 days away.
It is. Oh my God, only seven
Panicked.
Days away.
But see, the Panicked issue is a better word.
But the issue there is that, you know what? It's going to happen.
Chicken butt?
Oh, go. Yeah. Chicken butt. You know what? It's going to happen. The train, it's rolling. The train is coming. You know what? It's going to stop at our stop and then it's going to go. So just get on the train. It's not, you know, it's great. It's awesome. And
choo-choo,
the,
people. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. And the other issue is that, you know, we're still going to have some changes. We just, my understanding is there may be some other changes in guesting coming or things of different, things are still going to move around on the app.
You never know. In a bad way or a good way?
I don't think in a bad way. No, okay. Not in a bad way.
All right.
So, you know, things are going to change and that's going to happen. And guess what? It's all going to be great. We're still going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a great time.
So funny story. Go ahead.
Okay. No, so, you. Funny story first.
Well, it's not really a funny story. So apparently the telephone number for the the line here, it stopped forwarding to me. I didn't realize that it wasn't forwarding, and I went back and I looked. Oh, yeah, Google did try to tell me that I need to confirm that that was the number that I wanted to forward to.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, so we do have a couple of voicemails. We're going to play one of them now, and I think that at some point we're going to have Regina on, so she can just tell you about the other one. So let's just play one real quick.
Hey, this is Eternal Zan from all the way back in episode 2, and I'm just calling with a timely reminder. Among other things, I am one of the admins of the Dragon Con Rooms community, and now is the time where there's a lot of activity in that group. If you're somebody who unfortunately has discovered that you're unable to go and you'd like somebody to pay you back the non-refundable deposit that the hotel won't, the Dragon Con Rooms community has a pinned post with a list of people still looking for a room. It also has instructions on how you can successfully do a transfer and for both parties to protect themselves financially with that. And there's also a lot of people who just have space in an existing room because their roommates are unfortunately dropping out at the last minute. So a lot of people do have spaces in their room that you can join last minute, and that can be a cheaper option than staying by yourself. So either way, if you're interested in those options, go ahead and join the Dragon Con Rooms community. That's a group on Facebook, and read the pinned post, and there's a lot of helpful information there. It's not too late to find your perfect room situation. Thank you very much, and I hope everybody finds what they're looking for and has a great con.
Yay!
Thank you, Zan. Goldfish.
Go fish.
Okay.
So, you know, that's what's funny is that there is still time to do stuff. There is still time. There's still time to find a roommate. And there's still time to figure out that, yes, you can't sleep in track rooms, no matter what they say. Even if a track room is 24/7, you can't sleep in
seven.
It. 24/4. Sorry. 24/4. You can't sleep in it. And you know why? Because there's stuff going. If a track room is 24/4, there's stuff going on in it. And I know one of those track rooms.
You do? What
I
is
do.
That, Lee?
That would be the video room, and we have the director, Doc, here. Yay!
Yay!
Like Kirby.
Yay.
Yay! Like Kirby.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey,
hi. So, all right. Doc, what is the video room? Why do we have one?
Why do we have one? Actually, we don't have one. We have two.
Whoa, what?
Two?
We have two. We have both the main video room and we have the anime video room side by side. And we're in the basement of the Hyatt, tech and spring room. And yes, we do run basically from the time the convention starts Well, main video starts at 7 p.m. Thursday night, and we run through.
Which is not when the convention starts. They're just doing some nice things for you if you're already there.
All right, so the convention starts now on Thursdays. Everyone knows that now.
It does not. It doesn't.
So, yeah, you start on Thursday.
We're
your con.
Yes, we have activities on Thursday because there are people there looking for things to do. Mm-hmm. And we would rather keep them occupied than have them randomly roaming the hotel doing.
See?
Who knows what?
We're being helpful for those people that got early flights. Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Some of those people have early flights and they're there Monday. But that's another story altogether.
That's another story. Okay.
Well, they're still hoping that Dragon Con moves to Monday through Monday.
Stop it. Don't help. You're no help. Okay. So, but you do a video room.
We do a video
room. Right beside the Animalia room. And so you are running videos, movies, TV, or?
Yes. We do anything that's basically televisions or movies from classic science fiction all the way up to current sci-fi fantasy, horror, anything that you can see in the theater, well, up until sometime last year. We're about a year behind on current movies. So we have a lot of great films that we show. This year, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, keep going. You were about to say it.
This year, we're focusing on classic science fiction. And this is... Go ahead.
No.
Well, stop interrupting, Lee. He was getting to the point.
The cat's being bad. I know the cat's being bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're saying no to the cat.
Okay. Sorry. Yes. Sorry.
Okay.
And I catch it right as it goes, sorry.
All right, sorry, Doc. Go on.
Okay. So as I said, we were going through, we're doing classic science fiction, and we're reaching all the way back to starting in 1944 with a classic movie, The Uninvited. And we're moving through the 50s and 60s mainly with films like The Last Man on Earth, First Men in the Moon, Curse of the Werewolf, The Evil of Frankenstein. I mean, some art in movies that frankly you just don't see anymore. And this is, you know, really where science fiction on the screen got its start. So that's what we're focusing on this year. Well, throwing a little love back to a time that once was.
Well, I love that you said classics from the 50s and 60s, because otherwise I was worried that our dear friend, who we do love, Joe, from American Sci-Fi Classics, would try to, you know, push some Manimal on you, or Beast Boy and Bigfoot. Wild Boy. No, I'm sorry. Bigfoot and Wild Boy.
This is classic stuff from the 70s. I might do that next year.
From Boggy Creek. Yeah, you might do that next year, the Boggy Creek stuff. You could do some of that. So, okay, cool. Okay, so yes, and I do apologize because the cat was being bad. And it did sound like I was trying to interrupt. my cat. Why do we have a video track? I mean, I'm just kind of curious. There's so much to do at Dragon Con, and I've gone to your room, and there are people in there the whole time. So how does a sci-fi con, why do a video room at all? We know those videos, don't we? Or what's the background?
A lot of people use video room as a place to kind of unwind. Mm-hmm. And it's quiet. You know, there's something at least on to watch.
You don't have to go back to your hotel room.
You don't have to go back to your hotel room, but no sleeping. We'll spray you down with super soakers.
Oh, really? Nice.
The sign's posted.
Now, what happens if I happen to just doze off for a second and then wake right back up? Are you going to just keep the gun at hand?
You will be politely reminded that you can't sleep in the room if you if we see you doze off again, we'll ask you to leave. And if we see you doze off, if you don't leave and we see you doze off a third time, you get a super soaker.
Super soaker.
And then escorted out by security.
Okay, so okay. So it's a place to unwind. It's a place to take a break and watch something and be bored, right?
But further from that, it's also a tradition in the fandom as well, and it's a chance to see something you may have missed in the theater, or in this case, something that you may have never knew exists in the first place.
I think for me, a lot of those 50s and 60s and early 70s, not some of the more mid 70s when it was bigger hair and disco, but a lot of those movies you used to see, especially during the summer, a lot of your TV stations, when there were only four channels, would show...
Like, kids, there was a time when that was true.
Was a time when that was true, and unfortunately, at least two of the three of us were around for that. I don't know how old you are, Doug, but... you would see some of these movies. I mean, I kind of grew up on some of these, seeing some of these black and whites and doing that and seeing those at the 3 o'clock. You had 4 days a week during the summer, and from 3 to 5, you got to see these crappy movies. Yeah. And it was awesome. I mean, it was awesome. And TBS, when that was one of the first channels you got above and beyond everything, that's what they made their living on, thank God. I've seen a lot of these. One of my favorite really crappy movies. I guess that's where I got a love of some of the B movies. There's a movie called The Wild Women of Wongo. If you've never seen it, you should, because it's pretty darn awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That one is one I saw, and it's, I think, from the mid-ish 60s. It's pretty terrible. But those are fun movies, too, to kind of remember, and then you also, there are some things that you see, when you see some of the werewolves and the Frankenstein stuff, you kind of go, wow. I mean, they were doing a lot of that makeup. Those people were in makeup for hours getting some of that stuff on. And, you know, how heavy it was and a lot of differences now from then. And you're like, woof, that took some dedication for some of those people, too. Some things I think of when I see it. So kind of interesting to think about. That's our history.
And as far as the makeup, things like that go, back in the day, they didn't have the special effects like we do now. They can't go in and digitally correct something or, do transformations. This was a slow frame by frame process for example, the werewolf, where they would have to go and, start the makeup process and then film a little bit, it's just amazing to see some of these transformations on screen back then with this technology. And looking at what they do now is just, it's two different arts.
Mm-hmm. So how did you become the director of the video rooms?
Well, actually I started out with Dragon Con as basically a flunky in video rooms. So many years ago, 24 years ago at this point. Had hoped to take over the directorship when the original director left, ended up bouncing around from department to department. And then 15 years ago they said, you originally started out in this, would you like to do it again? I said, okay. I didn't know quite what I was getting myself into, but I went for it and I have enjoyed it ever since.
Sweet. Woo-hoo. So you've been going to con for some time then, is what we're saying.
Oh yeah. This is year number 24. Next year will be year number 25.
And given that it's, that makes that you've only missed 5 then, right? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So is there a movie that you've played, a favorite movie that you'd like to play every year, or is it, or clip or whatever?
Well, normally we start out at noon on Friday with I've been doing it for so many years and I've forgotten the name. Galaxy Quest.
Oh yeah, Galaxy Quest, awesome.
That's normally what we do. This year I've departed from that and I am doing something a little bit different. keeping in with the theme. That's where I'm starting out with the uninvited. Galaxy Quest is kind of the go-to every normal year when we're not doing a theme.
How many videos can you get in the, basically 5 days you're up?
Let's see here. Well, depending on the theme, anywhere from about 45 to, 60.
Okay.
45 to 60, depending on the year.
Do you ever have anybody that tries to make it all the way through?
No. Never had that. We did a Doctor Who marathon where we had at least five people that sat through. They would sit through 12 hours at a span and then go and grab a meal. Mm. Yeah, we were showing classic stuff. So
let me ask you that, since you mentioned that, food and drink policy.
Food and drink is fine in the video room. Mm-hmm. We have a trash can to throw away, trash leftovers. We have that emptied, on a regular basis. And we also do an intermission, every couple of movies, and, the staff and whoever remains in the video room. Yes, we do capture, some attendees and we make them clean up.
So. what's the biggest, turnout that you've had in the room at one time?
Well, our room has capacity. The main video room has capacity of 109. Of 95, 110 in anime, and we had a line 2 years ago of 400 people waiting in to get in to see the premiere episode of Doctor Who.
Oh my! Wow. So what did those 400 that didn't get in get to do?
We scheduled it in shifts. We would run the episode, have everybody clear the room at the end, bring in the next group. Four full showings.
Oh, that's cool. Well, you're a very nice guy. Either that or it's for your own sake that you weren't going to be killed.
So that would be one of the other. I really didn't want to die at the hands of rabid Whovians.
Aw, why not?
Have you met some of these fangirls?
Yeah.
So let's go to the girls. All right. So do you have a theme from the previous years that you really enjoyed?
Let's see. Well, one of my most memorable was it came from the 70s. Mm-hmm. And that was from beginning to end, all bad science fiction movies from the 70s. Including classics like Soylent Green. Oh. It's people, you know.
What? Spoiler!
Sorry. Oops. Oops.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so whereabouts is the room again? I'm sorry, because I was writing it down. I want to make sure I got it right.
The room is Hyatt, lobby level. I'm sorry, not lobby. Motor lobby level. Techwood and Spring. Techwood is main video. Spring is anime.
And how does one get there then?
Let's see. In the Hyatt, either bank of elevators in the atrium or in the International Towers, take it all the way down to LL3.
Oh, okay.
And then follow the signs to the conference center. And we're in the hallway between the two sections.
All right. Who else is do you know what other tracks are around you?
Silk Road is across the hall from us.
Oh, okay. Well, they're a rowdy bunch. So how do you get them to keep it down?
We close their doors.
Okay.
All that Zen going on
right,
in there.
So I got to tell you, I found the video room schedule in the Pocket program. If you're on the app, it's on page 55. Yes. All the way through. And I've got to tell you, I love some of the things you've got on here. So you've got Evil Bong, Evil Bong 2, and Evil Bong 3.
What?
Yes.
What the hell is that?
On here. The Day of the Triffids, a classic. Yes. I don't know what it is, but I'm just telling it's on there. They've got 13 Ghost, which is a classic. If you've never seen it, not me.
It's mine.
Goldfish.
Okay. Goldfish. And then,
Oh, wow, you're behind us.
Doc has 8456.
That's a phone number that you can hear.
Sorry.
No, you're okay.
All right, and then
make sure no one called that number.
At 9:30 on, they got the House on Haunted Hill at 6:45 on Saturday. And then Doctor Who and the Daleks at 9:30.
And this is the
this is a great schedule.
Thank you. The Doctor Who and the Daleks. This is the Peter Cushing movies that most Doctor Who fans are completely unaware of.
Oh, really?
Dalek invasion Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not a Who fan, so I definitely don't know what it is. But
I'm very happy that you have Thunderbirds Argo, the 1966 version.
Oh yes, yes.
Let's do the Lee
and Thunderbird 6, the 1968 version.
Let's do the Lee delay test. Goldfish.
Goldfish. Am I delayed again?
Yes. Ah, awesome.
Well, I didn't tell you why. Right now, I'm double using the internet, so I'm going to stop. but there are a lot of... Excuse me. Shut up, John.
You're so far behind us right now.
There are a lot of really cool things.
One, two, three. Yeah, you heard it now. My Doc, this is awesome, isn't it? This is what makes for good podcasting.
It really does.
All right, I'm going to hang up on Lee and call her back. The last time we had this problem, that seemed to help. So, okay, there we go. Trying to call her back. So you got a full schedule. What are you going to, I'm sorry. And I may have missed it because, I was writing stuff down. Did you announce what your last, show is?
Last show, which will start at 3 PM Monday. Is Big Hero 6. We're doing something a little Monday. Monday is Marvelous Monday, so we're showing a slate of animated Marvel movies.
Oh, they're all animated.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The Ultimate Avengers, Ultimate Avengers 2, Invincible Iron Man, The Next Avenger, Heroes of Tomorrow, Doctor Strange, The Sorcerer Supreme, and Big Hero 6. All Marvel movies.
Are any of those, am I any better?
You're fine. You're fine, Lee.
Okay, now I'm fine. All right. So are any of those the old Iron Man and Spideys and all that from like the late 60s?
No, those, these are relatively recent.
Okay.
Marvelous Monday slate is, it's all contemporary. It's 2006 and forward for the Marvelous.
Okay, so all of us know, and the reason I bring this up, because you said it was classic, because I just recently heard the Iron Man theme song, because I remember Thor, and I remember the Spider-Man one, but I didn't remember that Iron Man and Hulk had a theme song. And y'all, just YouTube them, just put in Iron Man's 1960s theme, cartoon theme, and you will hear it, and you can't get it out of your head after you do. I am not going to give anybody an earworm today, but it is really, really bad. It's kind of hysterically bad. Yeah. So, sorry, I just wanted to put that in there. So, that's my plug for that. So, Marvelous Monday, that's awesome.
Yes,
but
Marvelous
But you start at 3. I mean, you end at the last movie you'll put in is at 3, so ends at 4:30, basically,
yes.
Big Hero 6. Yeah. Big Hero 6, if you didn't see it, guys, go see it. It's a lovely, lovely movie. It is really awesome. It's sad. It's Pixar.
I'm gonna
But then it gets happy.
I'm going to go out on a limb. And
uh-oh.
Was it Pixar? I don't think it was Pixar.
Disney Animation.
It obviously has Pixar influence, and with John Lasseter at the helm, that's probably why.
But
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that probably most of the folks listening to this have seen Big Hero 6. But that being said, it is a freaking awesome movie. So
it is a freaking
awesome. Really, really fun movie.
And it's got one of the best Stan Lee cameos in it.
That's true.
It does.
That is true.
Yes. Yes, it does. He kept hoping for that. And it's, but it's a lot of fun as a movie. So yeah, I love that movie. That was so cute. So, okay. So you start on Thursday at 7:00. You end on Monday at 4:30.
Right.
So if you're not in your room, what are you hoping to go see? If everything goes as planned, what are you hoping to go see?
Honestly, I have not even had a chance to go through the Pocket program yet. I just downloaded the entire thing. I hope to, get over to the Walk of Fame and possibly check out something over in X-Track. I hear it's pretty decent.
It's not bad. It's not bad. We got Krycek. We're pretty excited.
Oh, really?
Very cool. We have Krycek and Deep Throat. Harden is coming as well. So I'm so excited. I can't stand it.
Excellent. But I'm just going to go through the Pocket program, see what I can find. And if it's like the past years, I will probably get to about a quarter of what I actually want to go see.
Oh, of course. Hey.
Because there's just so much.
There is so much. Well, first of all, there is so much to go see. And second of all, as a track director, sometimes it's, oops, you can't. But that's really cool. Hey, a fourth is better than none.
That's true.
Take it. That's good. Well, this is awesome. All right. So again, you are in the Hyatt, in the basement of the Hyatt.
Right.
People, if you don't know where he is, and I think I'm doing this right, so correct me, Doc. But basically, if you're in the Hyatt and you're at the motor court area, when you come out of the motor court area, you're going to turn to your right and go down that little hallway, and he's going to be down that way. You just kind of follow that little hallway around.
Yes.
And it's kind of like you're going to the other side of the Hyatt. That would be cool. No, you're going to the other side of the Hyatt. So that's okay. So you're right there. And bathrooms aren't far, which is a good thing.
That's
true. So you got that. And then do you have a Facebookies or the Twitteries or anything like that?
We do not have a current Facebook and Twitter running for this.
That's okay. But they are in the Pocket program, and it starts on page 55. So if you go on the app, it's page 55 of the Pocket program, and they've got the whole schedule right there. And lots of good stuff. And Day of the Triffids, which is kind of a classic. Okay, so John, you get to do your last question.
So Doc, we've been playing.
Last game,
we've been playing a game with all of our guests this season, and basically it's a this or that. I'm going to give you two options. You pick the one that's best for you. Fairly simple.
Okay.
So we're going to start with Doctor Who or Firefly.
Doctor Who.
Science fiction or fantasy.
Science fiction.
DC Comics or Marvel Comics.
Marvel.
Mask the cartoon or Mask starring Jim Carrey?
Mask starring Jim Carrey.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
All right. Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings?
Ooh, tough one. Lord of the Rings.
All right. Stormtroopers or Daleks?
Daleks.
I can see where you're at. All right. The Roadrunner or Tasmanian Devil?
Tasmanian Devil.
Nice. Roger Corman's Fantastic Four or the most recent Fantastic Four?
Both are terrible.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's a choice that can't be won.
I have not seen the most recent one.
But remember.
So I'm going to go with Roger Corman.
Okay. Classical music or jazz music?
Classical.
Fry or Homer?
Fry.
Board games or video games?
Board games.
The Sheridan or the Westin?
The Westin.
Mounds or Almond Joy?
Mounds.
Gandalf or Dumbledore?
Gandalf.
Cupcake or muffin?
Cupcake.
All right. Agent Smith or the T-1000?
Agent Smith.
Hammer or a screwdriver?
Screwdriver.
X-Files or Fringe?
Again, tough. X-Files.
Okay.
Monty Python or Kids in the Hall? She gasped.
Kids in the Hall.
Okay. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Carrots or hamburgers?
Hamburgers.
And last one, Mad Max or Ming the Merciless?
Ming the Merciless.
Nice. Well done, sir. All right. So, Doc, everyone can find you with armed to the teeth with super soakers over in the video rooms that are located in the Hyatt, right?
Hyatt.
Yeah, okay. I wrote it down right then. Okay, yeah. Located over in the Hyatt. Well, you know, whatever. And the schedule can be found in the Pocket Program, which is also handily dandily downloaded via the app. So,
correct.
And also, I'm sure there's print copies laying around somewhere.
There should be.
They're still doing that, right?
Just a couple. Just
yeah,
just
okay.
A couple.
Okay.
Yeah, but that is. We've all kind of wondered that question on when there. At what point do we only print 100? You know, I don't think people pick them up as much.
Yeah, I'm curious as to how many are left at the end of the day. But anyway.
We'll ask Regina when she's on.
When she's on, we'll ask her.
Okay.
And she won't give us an answer because that's no. Love you, Regina. All right. So
you know she's listening.
I know she is, actually. We do have, like I said, we have a voicemail from her, but we'll play that later. All right. So, Doc, anything else that we need to know before we scoot on out of here?
I think that's about it. Looking forward to seeing everybody. And can't wait either.
And only 7 days. 7 days until Dragon Con.
Hey, I gotta catch up on some sleep. All right, let's go do that.
Because you can't sleep in the room.
Nope.
His room, at least.
Super soaker. Yes. Super soaker.
All right, so until next time, this is John for Doc and Lee saying peace.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.